Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Eric Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the Tampa Bay Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning,
here's Eric. Welcome back to the LightningInsider.com podcast. I am Eric Erlandson from LightningInsider.com. That's where you can find my written work with lots of game analysis and insights, as well as comments from players and coaches involved with that. You can find player features there, some recent ones, the story on Brandon Hagel and his tattoos. You can find that in the Daily Charge section. Mikhail Sergachev, who is really, really hard on himself in terms of evaluating his game, that one is up there as well, so you can find those type of content available again at lightninginsider.com. If you're not yet a subscriber, and if you listen to this podcast, I would assume that there's a good chance you are a subscriber, but if you're not, if you use the code podcast when you sign up for a yearly subscription, I'll give you $10 off the first year. So when you go to the payment section, just put in that code podcast in the coupon code, and again, $10 off the first year of a yearly subscription. And 9-day break it's been since the last one after Tampa Bay defeated the LA Kings back on January the 28th. It felt like January of 1928. That's how long it had felt between games here for Tampa Bay, with the All-Star break and the bye week and everything involved with that, that kept the team out of action for a period of time. And it was not a good return to the ice for said Tampa Bay Lightning, as they give up 7 goals to the Florida Panthers, and they only scored 1, which my math is not good, but that is definitely not a good result to have. The game started to kind of get away from them. They couldn't reel it back in, and I end up on the lopsided side, the wrong side of a lopsided result here in dropping this game to Florida. And, you know, a lot of comments in the old mention sections on the old Twitter.com talking about how bad they are coming out of All-Star breaks and everything like that. And, yeah, the record is not the best. You know, last year, the first game after the All-Star break, and last year was a weird year, don't get me wrong, it was a weird year last year, was that game in Colorado where it was a makeup game. It was a rescheduled game because of all the the COVID rescheduled games that were taking place during the season last year in December and January. And that was the when they were down 3-0 in that game before they even got a shot on goal. Ended up losing that game 3-2. But counterpoint to that, there's point and counterpoint. You know, they, again, the Lightning schedule was a little weird last year, right? With that, they had that, you know, the makeup games, the rescheduled games were in a weird situation, right? So the game before the Stadium Series game, the game in Nashville, they hosted the Edmonton Oilers. And they hosted Edmonton following a 8-day break. And they beat the Oilers. So this is not a thing. you know, this is not a trend. It's just, it's recency bias, I think, in a lot of ways. And you look at results, win, losses, everything. But here's what I'll say about this particular game here tonight. When you think about extended time off for a hockey team and hockey players in particular, you know, the one thing you always wonder about, where are your legs? Are you going to be able to find your legs? Right? They're off on the 28th. Most of the players were off right up and through February 4th, which was Saturday. So it's a whole week where they're off, other than Nikita Kucherov and Andrei Vasilevsky, who took part in the All-Star game in Sunrise at Florida Live Arena there. Everybody else was off. And look, I'm sure maybe some guys found some ice. If you've listened to me for a long time, you know, I can tell you that 2 days off is a long time for hockey players to be off the ice. So, you know, I'm sure there was some active rest taking place during this break. I don't think guys were sitting on a couch eating a bag of potato chips, as Rick Tocchet once put it, during the time off. You know, spending time with family and getting away from the rink, that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you're off for an extended period of time, you wonder about the legs. We don't spend enough time talking about the minds. Where's the mind at? Because the legs can come back pretty quickly, right? You had a practice on Sunday. You know, you go through that, you get on a plane, you head down to Sunrise, then you come back after the game tonight. The legs, I don't think the legs were a problem. I think the legs were fine. It's a pretty decent pace to start the game. And obviously the Panthers are in a much, much different situation in terms of where that they're at in the standings compared to where the Lightning are at in the standings. Tampa Bay, somewhat comfortable in a playoff position, right? I think they had a 9-point lead or a 10-point lead on Buffalo coming into this game. They had an 11-point lead on the Panthers coming into this game. So unless you have a historically bad second half of the year, you're in a comfortable playoff position. You pretty much know who you're going to face because nobody's catching the Boston Bruins. You know, you're going to end up locked into a first-round matchup against the Toronto Maple Leafs with almost certainty. So the Panthers are trying to claw their way back into the playoff race because they're on the outside looking in. This late in the season, it's never a comfortable place to be. Won the President's Trophy last year, so they know they got to get on their horse. I think doing the math, which always check my math, basically the Panthers have to get 7 points out of every 5 games they play the rest of the year because they've played more games than most other teams. They entered tonight with just 30 games left on their schedule. So they got a lot of work to do. So they came in with a different mindset than the Lightning did. And that mindset for Tampa Bay was nowhere near where it needed to be. They were so mentally off in this game with their passing, with their... They just kind of, in a lot of ways, it's not going through the motions, but it was a very robotic approach for Tampa Bay. You know, we hear the players and the coaches a lot talk about we want consistency in our game. We want to be predictable in our game. But there are times you can't be. You can be predictable, but you don't want to be robotic. And I felt in a lot of ways the Lightning were robotic in their approach to the game tonight. Just look at the first play that led to Florida's first goal. It's a predictable play, but it's so robotic that even the Panthers knew it was coming because Matthew Tkachuk read it from outside the blue line. He saw what was coming. It's easy to see things on tape, right? So you understand that this is something that the Lightning do in terms of trying to break out and get out of their zone. Right, it's a D-to-D play along the wall. It's a soft chip, in this case, by Eric Chernak. to try and backhand a little chip to Braden Point coming underneath to come up with a little bit of speed and get out of the zone. But it was so easy to identify what was taking place that Matthew Tkachuk was like a cornerback reading the quarterback's eyes in football. He read the play the whole way, knew what was coming, stepped in front of the pocket, never got to Braden Point, and 2 seconds later it's in the back of your net because Tkachuk finds Carter Verhaeghe over at the other side of the ice for a one-timer. And it's 1-0. That's what I'm talking about being robotic or not as mentally sharp as you need to be, because you can't just go through those motions expecting the play to work exactly how you have it drawn up or exactly how you've worked on it in practice. Because in practice, you don't have any pressure. Like, you're not going at full speed in practice. You're going through, it's a walkthrough, essentially, is what it is. Okay, this is what we have. This is one of our design breakout plays. Let's go do it. Let's go execute it. And in practice, it's easy to execute because you have a guy in one spot here, the other guy's in this spot, boom, this spot's gone, bang, we're out. Right? Like, it's easy to draw up on the board. In some ways, it's too easy to draw up on the board. Because you execute it, but you don't execute it under pressure. And that's what that felt like. It was just kind of going through that. And that kind of summed up a lot of things tonight, because there was too many turnovers, even though they don't show up on the score sheet like you would have expected to after a game like this. But too many of those type of situations, too much non-attentiveness to the little things, right? What was one of the things that the team had talked about in those three games at home going into the break? It was about the commitment to playing defense, protecting the puck, and doing the small things, the attention to detail that you need to have to play good, sound defensive hockey. And their attention to that was completely out of focus. Completely out of focus, to the point where this is what you get. You get a team like Florida who knows that they have to get their game going if they want to be in the playoffs come April. They got a lot of ground to make up, or ground to make up with not a whole lot of time to get there, even though 30 games sounds like a lot. 30 games is not a lot. So they knew coming out of the break, facing the Lightning, was going to be an opportunity for their attention to be there, and their attention was there, and it was a complete opposite at the other end of the ice.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Eric.
And you felt that with Florida turning to Sergei Bobrovsky in goal for this one. Bobrovsky had missed the final five games heading into the break. He hasn't been in a game since January, I think, the 19th. So you're talking almost 3 weeks since he last played a game. and then throwing him back out there tonight, that maybe he'd be a little rusty. He was not rusty. He was rather sharp. He made some saves early on when the game was still pretty much in the balance. You know, it was 1-0 after the first period. Florida made it 2-0. Nikita Kucherov scored to make it 2-1 and 3-1. So the game is still within reach, even at 3-1. And he came up with a couple of pretty good saves for a guy who hasn't been in any action for more than 3 weeks. But we've seen that, right? When Andrei Vasilevskiy suffered a foot fracture a couple seasons ago, his first game back was against Toronto. I think he faced 48 shots in that game and was spectacular. So maybe I read too much into that, that the advantage would be for Vasilevskiy in this situation, because even though he hasn't played since the 28th, he got that start against the LA Kings, you know, he did get in the All-Star game. So he kind of went through some of the motions. You know, it's not intense hockey by any stretch, but he's facing, you know, he'd make 21 saves in the three-on-three situation. So he saw a lot of pucks. He went through the motions of putting on his gear and stretching out and going through that game-esque routine. And not that he wasn't sharp. He made some saves in this game, again, when the game was in balance, that showed you that he didn't have any effects of the layoff. But even he made a mental mistake late in the game. He went out to play a puck above the trapezoid, so in the corner. Just kind of blindly threw a puck back behind his own net where Eric Chernak was kind of waiting. Except Eric Staal was there. And Eric Staal intercepts the puck. And guess what he has? He has an empty net in front of him. And a mental mistake. So even he, when the game started to get out of hand, lost his focus. So definitely not a good night all around. It's hard to find any positives in this one. It was a weird start, too, because Anthony Cirelli went through warm-ups, and he was on the roster as the starting center. And then he wasn't, and then he wasn't on the bench, and we didn't see him until there was about 6 minutes to go in the opening period. So they start the game short of forward. And John Cooper was asked about it after the game and said he had an issue. We didn't go into any detail or describe what type of an issue it might have been. But he missed the first 13 minutes of the game before he returned. So things got off on the wrong foot. We're on the wrong skate, to keep with the hockey theme. And you end up with an ugly-looking 7-1 loss. Now the bigger question, the bigger issue here is, how do they respond? This team has a good ability to be able to take games like this and put them behind them quickly. And sometimes the best way to do that is to get back on the ice right away, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to face the San Jose Sharks on Tuesday, so by the time you listen to this, it's tonight. And it was interesting post-game to hear John Cooper talk about, you know, his concern wasn't about, you know, the loss to Florida and what that was going to mean in the grand scheme of things, but He does have some concern heading into the game about how the team is going to respond. How will they come back 24 hours later? What kind of showing will you have? Are you still going to be in that robot mode, or is your mind going to be in the right spot? And I feel that it will be. I feel that this team has done this before, right? They got pummeled in Sunrise last year. You have 9 goals in that game of the Panthers, had to come back and face the Rangers. And they were really good in that game against the Rangers. A couple of Brian Elliott mistakes in that game that gave the Rangers some life, and that game went to overtime. But they do have this way of putting these type of games behind them. So that's something that you'll have to watch and keep an eye on heading into the game against the Sharks, is how will they correct themselves? Because again, they're not physical mistakes. Right? They're not physical issues that the team had coming out of the break, because the Panthers, look, the Panthers were in the same exact boat. Right? Their last game was the 28th of January. They had two players in the All-Star game. A lot of similarities coming out of the break for both these teams. One team was ready mentally, the other team was not ready mentally. And the Panthers can score goals. They know how to score. You give them some space, they can beat you. All right, Matthew Tkachuk had 2 goals, 3 assists. Carter Verhaeghe, 2 goals, 2 assists. All right, Sam Bennett, 1 goal and 2 assists. That top line accounted for 12 points for the Panthers there. And they took it to Tampa Bay. It was a beatdown. Or as Chief said on the last call after the game, they got smacked around. They got smacked around. How do you respond to it now? How do you get yourself ready to come back and play a game against the Sharks, a team that not going anywhere? They're, you know, with a month to go here, just under a month to go before the trade deadline. You know, are they moving Timo Meier, who's got 28 goals? You know, what's going on with Erik Karlsson, who's basically all but asked to be moved because he wants a chance to win? And the Sharks are not winning this year. They've been out of the playoff picture for a while. So how can you come back and respond and be ready for that game 24 hours later? That's the thing you got to keep an eye on here for the Lightning in terms of how they're going to approach this game against the Sharks. All right, that will wrap it up for me on this edition. Again, if you're not a subscriber to LightningInsider.com, I invite you to go check it out. I invite you to subscribe to the site. Again, $10 off. Just use that code PODCAST. Don't forget me and the Chief, Bobby Taylor, on the pregame skate show. We are live from Cigar City Brewing Tap Room for home games. So 1 hour before every home game. So that's 6 o'clock prior to the Sharks. We are live out there. You can listen to it on the Strike 102.5 HD Channel 2 for those of you who have HD-capable radios. And, of course, always streaming at Lightning Radio 24/7. Download the new Lightning app on Android, on the Google Play Store, or on the Apple App Store. Not the NHL app, but the new Lightning app. You can stream Lightning Radio 24/7 straight from that app. So that's where you can hear us as well. And I'll be back with another recap after the game against the Sharks. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.